holding the same shipments. Sift Hezayin, Mishabura, Sivkat and Samaches. That's a new case. Case of Akira, which one of its feet came off. Miyarka said one of its legs. Who came? Your reglaim is like a foot for the kira, so you can't put it back. But Tom, you can't move it because in a shema yiska haregol l'shom bechazik l'chabra. You put it back in, you might put it in tightly. If you put it in tightly, you're over the iser b'chay b'shem makapatish or mishum binyan leizer poiskim. Either it's makapatish or b'ayna. Therefore, they made it also betilted. Because again, nishmatu shtayim miyarchasel, ain lo mita klal. Bevare chashin and shem and yiska lo raraglai. So we're saying if one came off, which theoretically you could still balance it. When two comes off, but it's not going to function. So we're worried about that problem. So it came along the Ramah. That's the Mechaber. The Ramah said the same thing would be true in the case of a bench. This is only a case where it came out. So it's potentially possible to put it back in. So now we're afraid he's going to put it back in a way, which is awesome. Can also feel a betiltul mishum shema osi liska. He said, you know what? We're afraid you're going to put it in tightly, so don't touch these things at all. They're muksa. Now the mishpul regal, it broke. Echad. L'shem b'shem yiska. There's nothing to be tukeya. The tzarich lasas regalach. You have to make a new foot. Was that l'chashinan? We weren't afraid the person would forget. If he's making a whole new thing, the person would remember that he can't do that. Okay, multiple told. Okay. In that situation, we're not going to ask a tilt. Again, the isha tilt over here is both to the bench and to the foot. But if it's nishbar, so there's no foot to worry about, but you can move the bench. Ramah nakat l'kameh afil nishbar. Ramah uses the words afil nishbar mi b'yom. He doesn't mean nishbar. He means nishmato. Al dafka hu el nishmat kamer. Okay. Now, furthermore, gamim nishmat oisah regel mikvar ve'ein kan oisah haregel klal el hastafsel hu b'la regel. And it's a list of ourselves after the Kalno Shach Shem Yisko. It wasn't broke, it's just missing, it's not there. So I gave you the example, the person say in a case where the temple came out and the glass eyeglasses and the screw is missing. So there's no there anymore. If the screw is there and the temple is there, so now there's there, you might put it all together.
So what exactly is Rosh?
Fine. So we said over here the law is that he can't move the bench to support on another bench. Now, Yeshiva the Chud, he made a metaltal, Pshita the Mutter. But to sit in it, you're not sitting in it. That's Tilta Begufa. You're not actually picking up the bench and moving it somewhere. That's not a problem. And we said that the only case where it's Mutter, if a person used it like this before Shabbos, he's showing he doesn't mind. He doesn't need Badaka to put the foot back in. Okay, Yashav. The Kimish Yashav will love Elakap. He's, by the fact that he's indicated he's comfortable just being seated on it, using it as is without fixing it. So if a person's eyeglasses, the temple that came off before Shabbos, and he wore it like that before Shabbos without the temple, he might feel like that. So he's showing he doesn't mind not having the temple. So then there's no Xerish Amiyiska anymore, and it doesn't become Muksa.
So my attitude towards that problem is that there's heaven.
And he says, Gamosa Lahakdis. So you can't put it in because of Binyan. So, Mishra, what are you saying? I mean, we said, it's Xer Shemi, he's got Satcha, that's a problem. So the answer is, Hanafilu im lo yisgeta bechayzik. Mishum chashash Hashem osi liskoya. The Isser is, besides tiltal, there's an Isser putting it in, even though you're not putting it in tightly. But that's a putting it in is also because you might come to do Tzkiyah.
You can build it however you want.
The same rabbi says, "So in dark and years, when darken, the shino is that." So worried about the person going to put it in time. The chodah filled with yoshim, al sabbos with kara pamachas, kadam shabbos. The rabbi says, "Also, sabbos filled with total." So now, so you said on the sabbos, so the sabbos is not muksa, and the foot is not muksa, but to put the foot in on without tightening it, that's already awesome. So once you're putting it in already, the gzeiros you might come to be you come to make it tight.
So either way, the terms are strictening it. So yes, according to
the it's got to be a deer. Fine. Because you normally wear it, you use it loose. You're allowed to put it in loosely, because there's no gzeirah shemiyiska. But the Mishnah says, now obviously you're going to, these words are not what's called Rafi Mamash, what's called Rafi Ben Rafi, that's going to be, you know, hard to quantify. Okay, now I want to point out
on that Diras Sukkah is as a Dirkah. So that could be what the Rosh is saying.
And the case of the beginning of the sif with the cholok shekavsay, and you put the cut in, right? So we're assuming that the baggage is not the problem. The problem is the condom. So what about the following question? In a case where the bag at the beginning during Ben Shmoshes was just been washed and was still wet, it was wet, so you can't touch the bag because you're going to squeeze out liquid from it. So Ben Shmoshes, the bag is muksa. Now the bag dries over Shabbos. So the problem is not just the color, the problem is the bag. So is that correct? What's the question? The Gemara introduces in this idea of something which is unusable in the Shmoshes, a concept called Gomer B'dei Shemayim and Gomer B'dei Yodim. So a person, let's say the classical case, a person puts out he has grapes which he's putting out to dry to become raisins. So Moore says that in that process there's a point where they become inedible. So, Ben Shmoshes, that's the situation, even though it might become finished drying on Shabbos. So, if it's not in your hands to control that, it might rain, it might be cloudy, you can't control whether it's going to be able to be nigmar or not. So, that's muksa. But it's so much as government, the other thing more is something which the person has ability to finish the process himself. So then, even though Ben Shmoshes is not usable, it's not called muksa. That's an exception to the rule, which is unusable Ben Shmoshes, because it's within the ability of the individual to bring it to a conclusion afterwards. He's not makta daiter from it.
And to do so beheter?
Beheter. So now, Gomer B'dei Yodim has a range to it. So I take this item and I put it out in the summertime in Eretz Yisrael. The sun's going to come out and it's going to dry. The bag will dry. So is that called that Gomer B'dei Yodim or Gomer B'dei Shemayim? That's totally in whether it rains or not, but you know, I don't have the ability to deal with that. But on the other hand, based on the normal circumstances, I can put it out, and that's all I have to do because it's not going to rain. So is that called government of the Adam or not? Same as called government of the Adam, so the baggage, even if the baggage was wet and shmushes, it will not be muksa once it dries. Right? And then we have the question, I need to get the kana out, etc. But if you hold it's called government of the Shemayim, the baggage is muksa. Forget about the kana, the baggage is a problem. So over here in the Moshav Dishu, that he brings here from, who is this? Middle Yitzchak. He brings from the Shevet Levi. The Shevet Levi says, the Yom HaMishamim, where it's Vare going to get me this Yavesh to dry out, it's not called Muksa. And in Russia, it's like that. But Rabbi Yashim was quoted, it's not called Gomer B'dei Yodim, and it's run the Shimush. The issue over there is the case is not Roy, and the question of coming Roy, not Roy. But over here, the issue is Isser is involved in it. Once it's hooked to Anish Moshe, because of it, Isser remains hooked up for the rest of the Shabbos.
Then that's a rhyme, it's a regular.
So he brings a machlokes, what's the status, these type of things. The question becomes, down to a modern timsa is, I made a wash right before Shabbos, I put it in the dryer right before Shabbos. So over a period of time, it's going to dry out. Meanwhile, it's wet and I can't use it. But I set up the system that it should dry. So even though Benish Mosh is, even if you tell me during the Benish Mosh period, the whole time it was still too wet, it's going to be the other. Or not. That's this machlokes. Now there's another problem over there is, we mentioned this in Rishon Beis, are you allowed to have your dryer running going into Shabbos? So Rosh Hashanah said no, because it's Avshim Ilson. I was at dinner with her Avshim Ilson. It's something which is loud and draws attention to itself, even though it's not loud enough, you hear it outside the house. But Maisa Chazal said something which draws attention to itself. It's noisy, they ask it. So even though you found a way to hide it away in your house, that's still a problem. So that case really shouldn't be relevant. Let's say, just talking about the case for a second, let's say a person put in the dryer and dried before Shabbos, so that's not muksa. Are you allowed to open the dryer door to get the item on Shabbos? So assuming that you're not opening or closing any type of circuitry or whatever it is, the dryer is klishim lakaliyasur. It's just hard. I need to put my hand through that spot where the door is. That's called tzar. That was a lot called tzar makarmai. So that's what we're saying over here. That I need to put my body inside where the baggage is. The ton is in the way. That's called tzar makarmai. So I'd be allowed to open the Russia has a tshuva where he talks about opening the back door of your car to get something from the car. It says please not to listen. Tzar makarmai is mutter. The reason I said back door, because those days, right? You open the back door, the lights didn't go on, right? Only the front door, the light went on. Right? I remember when they were in the Machadah, said I did, that you could open the back door and make the lights go on, right? So he said you can't open the door and make the lights go on. That's a secretion, it's a problem. The back door doesn't make any lights go on, so the only problem is still to muksa. So it's not a problem, he says, because it's a problem when you're allowed to move the door, which is in your way, where your hand wants to go. He does say over there in the Chumi, preferably a person should not do it publicly because people will not know why you're going into the car, and that's, creates the Marasayan issue, etc.
Glad to close the door in that scenario?
As long as you have it in your hand, yes.
You hold the door.
Yeah. That's a side reason why you can't nail down your sign. You know why you can't? Because it looks like a ticker. It looks like a roof. Like a rat.
Okay. Sif Yudzayin. The Vayinim Shinishinu Mi Abinyan. Now, this halacha does not apply nowadays. If a person would have bricks that he used for building, even the bricks which are left over are going to remain muksa. But they apparently would use the bricks for building, and whatever was left over, they would use it to make a little pile of, make a little chair, seat to sit on, or something like that. They would use other purposes. After they finish using. Whatever they needed for the building purpose, people don't use the rabbinian anymore. Ella the mizga per nitzmach with the shabbos allow. They use it for sitting on. But he finished building project X. He takes all the remaining bricks and he piles them up in a nice way. So then it's a problem because we assume that he's doing that to store them to be able to use them for the next project.
It's called sukkah.
Well, that's basic. Kaddish says
by sukkah
station. Okay. So the Mishabura, so let's understand this then. So the starting point is a brick. A brick is considered like Eitzim and Avonim. Okay.
It's not a klishim lakhalisa.
Right, so that's what we assume that so but the assumption normally is that it's considered they, since you use them to put them into the karka, it doesn't have the same cleat. It's not klishim lakhalisa. But Mr. Mishabura, the Mizgalayu, once you make it to sit on, Anything which is roid that you use, and it, that you're anticipating using it for, so then taras kliyolay, that becomes a kli. And the sarim aris the kamam nesif chavei chavav. And these things, if you can reuse them, they're considered a kli. Once it's made for sitting on, so it's a kli shemat l'hetter. So if there are, so the seems to me, can you first start sitting in on sitting is not a problem because now you sat in it, it's no longer muksa. Can you do that on Shabbos? Is there something, do you have to say you need to do it before Shabbos? So so there's some machmir. Because of Pimagodim, in Nishbu Alavadim, Kolosh Royal Himidi, Habakadin Shiva Kalib, Visit Vav, Zion and Shah.
The material here are saying just the fact that you finished what you regularly use for and makes it into a clique. I mean, looks like a slufo while you're building, and then just completing your building means all the leftovers sort of became a clique without itself at all.
So here,
rub
the holes.
I get like that. Like Yehudas, that would be the only thing you do with them.
Yeah, I did not look up the Eli Rab inside, so I don't know for sure, but that would be a good Sora. If you mustard them, that's also the Talta, mind out. Filu, sir, Kufai, Umakama. The like a Taurus clearly, the point is now that the Armor of the Binions is not a Kleba Klaus. The denial, Kitin Abonim, the word of the Kalamasif, Chabob, Chabez, Omahani Makshab, and Mirashab is the So unless there be, which you're not going to happen over here, there'll be a designation that you plan to use this Evan from now on, and for that Tzarech, then it becomes a Kli. But that's not true over here. You're going to use it for a Binyan, you're going to use it for a Binyan. So that would be impossible to do that. Okay. So it's Munach v'Rishus HaRabin. So you're afraid that somebody's going to step on it and hurt themselves. So mutzal taltoli pachas pachas medal adamas. Because I'll remind that the person can move it away from the danger zone, even though he has to move more than 4 amas, so he'll do it in multiple stages. Each time less than 4 amas, which is an issur rabbanan, because of the chashash of the nezik of the rabbim. They are mad to that. Okay. Over Carmelis. So over there, what's the head? There you can move it directly. Should the Hashin and Shem use to be a rabbin? Welcome as Ekah the rabbin, the Ghost of Bonin Shem.
That's the reason why you can't have a circle of Mount Master.
Yeah.
Because
you're not going to be Yeshiv Bitzel. Where's the problem? Where's it going to? Here, I love it. Fine. Zog the Mishnah Brura. That's all the Shabbos. We'll do that in a minute.